Blog Talk Radio.
On the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from men? Can't you stand?
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Shape of a War Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29th District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Okay, now let's see if that done it. We will see. I'm hoping that this problem is now corrected. I'm having some audio problems. Give me just a moment. Trying to get them worked out. All right. Okay, so I'm hoping I didn't burn them first 30 minutes. But I had given an update on the Brittany Griner situation, because I did speak about that situation after it first, not when it first broke, but after I found out about it, which was about 2 months after the fact. But long story short, I'm going to go ahead and get off into my topic for the night, which is social media and its negative effects on society. And as I was starting to say, but I could not be heard. Oh, and if you're listening online, now that I am back up, the call-in number is 914-205-5538. And I do have my brother on, and I'm going to open up his mic. Even if he's not ready to speak, he can just stay muted until he's ready to speak. But I want to get off into this particular subject. And in my opinion, social media has its good points and it has its bad points. You know, social media has made us all more of a selfish type of people. And social media, in my opinion, has made us an unsociable people. I was being funny the other day with my sister, and we were sitting talking, and she brought up the point of how she had went back home and was around a few people that, you know, are Facebook friends, and how unsocial they were. And I said, you know, it's just funny how we can be right in the same room with people, but not even converse, you know, but then we'll get on social media and talk about how we saw this person. Yeah, you might have saw them, but did you interact with them? And that is what social media has done. It has taken the interaction out of social gatherings. And if you go in any given place, any given day, any given time, you can have 10 people at a table. And if you look at those 10 people, let's say 8 out of those 10 are going to be doing something with their phones. And with the explosion of cell phones and the capability to have, you know, the smartphones and the ability and accessibility to the internet, we have become socially programmed, and we're doing exactly what social media intended. Mobile devices dominate in the terms of total minutes spent online. More people are using their phones to access the internet as opposed to an iPad or a laptop or a desktop. It gives you the ability to connect anywhere at any time with these handheld devices. And in my opinion, it has brought whatever is in people out. And let me explain that, because I see so many of us now, I'm going to say it, cooning for the camera, cooning for likes, doing things that are out of character. And if you're a hoe or a dog or a coon or a snitch or insecure or a bully or a racist, etc., social media brings it out, because people feel safe behind the screen. You know, and there have been many instances where people have actually lost their lives over social media bullshit, you know. And I say it affects us more, and I'm going to explain what I mean by that, because with the advent of TikTok, Instagram, and now on Facebook, they have Reels, R-E-E-L-S, where, you know, short. And another thing to me, social media has made people's attention spans very short. You have these Reels, these TikTok videos that are usually anywhere from 30 seconds to a couple of minutes long. And that is about as long as people's attention span will last. And then they're on to the next entertainment factor. What it has done to us as a collective, and this is just my opinion, you know, because some of us, like on YouTube, some people are being monetized. People are being monetized through these Reels, these TikToks, these Instagram posts. They become TikTok famous, Instagram famous, Facebook famous, you know, and it tears away at the true character of people, because it will make you do whatever you need to do in order to stay monetized. And money, this is just me, I will never sell my integrity. I do videos on Facebook, but I'm not trying to be monetized. I said that if they were to start putting commercials on my videos, which I know they want because of my content, I'm not cooning. I'm not trying to, I don't get on Facebook Live to get likes. I could give a damn if I don't get not one like. It's about the message. And social media, don't get me wrong, social media can be a productive tool. But we have allowed it to turn us into clowns. I see more and more of my people, more and more of us, doing shit that we would not normally do just for attention. Attention, you know, and I mean, my integrity, my self-respect is so worth so much more than anything that Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, or any of the social media platforms could pay me. My integrity and my self-respect is worth my life to me. That's who I am. Without that, I become another programmed human walking around playing into social media's hands. And social media really has a big effect on our youth. It causes insecure feelings, and especially for young ladies, because you see these women on TikTok, and all they know how to do is shake their ass. And I'm just going to say this. If all you got is that, you ain't got shit. Shaking your ass ain't bringing us together. And that's why I say we have lost sight of necessary things. We have lost sight of, and I'll just say we're losing sight of who we are, trying to entertain the masses. I get so tired, and that's why I really try to stay off of social media more now than on, because I get tired of seeing us clowning ourselves. I get tired of seeing us making fools out of ourselves, pretty much, cooning for the camera. You know, there's a situation, and I'm not going to call any names, but mothers, it ain't about shaking your ass. And when you get a certain age, it's time to set that ass down. And it's time to be an example for those who are coming up behind you. And we have more women seeking attention through social media than anything. And as I was fixing to say, you know, this really affects our children, the bullying that happens. There have been so many cases with our young people where, you know, there have been compromising pictures taken that have been posted on social media that have caused young people to kill themselves. So this is something that really, truly plays a big role in our psyche and in the minds of children's psyche. And children really don't have an understanding as we do as adults. And, you know, especially with, like I was going into, our young women, it gives them such an insecure feeling, because 9 times out of 10, you've got big butts, nicely shaped women, always showing their bodies. And then that gives young girls who may not be as developed, and even some women who may not be as developed or, let me say, put together as some of these women that we see on these social media sites, which causes insecurities, which causes issues, problems, suicidal thoughts, thoughts of not being adequate, feeling inadequate about themselves. And these are things that are addictive to young minds. These are things that are detrimental to young minds as well. I can remember being a young man. Go ahead, brother.
I wanted to just add something to that, because the other side of that is the thing that it promotes in the bully.
The truth. I was going to get on that.
who are naturally just, you know, aggressive to somewhat of what I call fake aggressive in their second nature, because it's not their nature. They're creating that one. With social media, what I see it doing, and it's not just in the kids, but in the adults, the preteens, even some of the old folks, is mm-hmm. that it brings out some narcissism, some ego, mm-hmm. some over-aggressive tendencies, basically, a lot of them, they're looking at it as a place to find their, you know, maybe a mate, somebody to link up with. All of those things don't have to be bad to an extent, but like you said, with youngsters, and what's sad is most of the adults emulate the behavior of the youngsters on there. It's not the other way around.
Right.
So that's what's bad there too, because I see a lot of, you know, guys in their 70s threatening guys in their 30s. I'm thinking, what are you really going to do there? You know,
right.
Knock that off.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know,
right.
So with kids, I can expect kids to be curious and want to, you know, test the boundaries. What bothers me is when the adults mimic that same behavior. You know, when a woman is out there twerking and she's 42 and she's still got a nice body and all of that, and she thinks that this is something that's, you know, normalized. She has mm-hmm. a child, especially if it's a male child. The last
right.
thing he needs is his friends seeing his mom doing mm-hmm. some of the most, you know, ghetto-ish shit, and then be the first one to get mad if someone wants to challenge her mothering. And that's not saying she's not a good mother, but
right.
some things, if you're doing something that's in the dark, why don't you just leave it there?
Right.
Go do
right.
that. Leave it there and go back to doing your good mother thing. Everybody in the world don't need to know that you hooked up with Tony, and, you know, now there's drama behind that shit that your son or your daughter or anyone else around you got to deal with. It's not cool. What social media did was exactly what it set out to do, which was to fuck up the bonds that were already withered anyway. They're gone
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm a year.
Right, right. I agree. And a perfect example of what you said then, you can't help but not see it. I get on YouTube a lot and I pull up a lot of documentaries and things, but I've been seeing a lot of this Charleston White. I call him Coonston White. Charleston White going after these young rappers, and I'm ashamed to say it because I live in Texas. He's from Texas, and he has been going after Boosie, going after T.I., going after Soulja Boy, going after T.I.'s children, going after Lil Boosie's son. And these are things that I say are detrimental because, you know, our youth see this and they think, like you say, that's normal.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. When you say he's going after their children, I'm not – someone that recently mentioned this guy to me, they sent me a clip of him, and he was arguing, I think it was with T.I.
Mm-hmm.
So that was supposedly, it looked fake to me, but either way, like it was put together to look a certain way to me. It didn't look like they, like who was in real time filming both of them while they arguing? What the fuck? That's a TV show. Anyway, you know, that shit just don't happen. But
right.
what was bugging me about it was the content. Some of the things
mm-hmm.
they was accusing each other of, and I was tripping mm-hmm. more on the silence of it. Like for someone to say, you're a snitch. And then the other one said, well, you're a snitch too, and then they both get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, wow, are they both snitches? Doesn't matter if one is a trap rapper and the other one is some guy who just got viral on social media and is now monetizing it by going after them. I was led to believe that Charleston White was chasing them down because they was trap rappers and he was trying to call them on their bullshit. Is that not what he's doing, or is he doing something else?
This brother, from what I have gathered, is I'm not even gonna lie. To me, he acts like an agent. And he has said out of his own mouth, I saw it on one of his clips, that he's a snitch and he will turn people
in.
Well,
yeah, that's what he said in the video I saw. He didn't deny being a snitch. He just said that T.I. was a snitch too.
Exactly. And those are the, and you know, it is funny, but seriously, that's a problem because people are seeing this again, and we are already looked at a certain way by other races. And to me, that type of behavior just solidifies what people think and how people think we all are.
We look at ourselves too, though, bro. It's how we look at us. Think about it. In this day and age, a guy like Charleston White, it can get up on social media, not sound like the most educated guy, just sound like a dude off the street. Nobody really knows anything really about him, except these rappers who want to argue with him and give him this credibility. To me, it sounds more like a setup and a game than anything real behind it. But I am thinking that some of the shit that's being said is real as fuck.
Yeah,
so I don't know who Charleston White is to these dudes, but obviously he's making them feel like they got to respond, and that's just putting money in his pocket.
Yep, exactly.
So I'm wondering who's roaming who.
yeah, and I mean, if you ask me, he's calling these people out just so he can get that clout. You know, I saw him bragging about how he's just a normal person and he's got all these superstars now after him. So he's getting a kick out of that, you know. To me, that shows some people's ignorance. Like I said earlier, you know, social media will, just like crack, I mean, if you an asshole and you smoking crack, you're going to be a bigger asshole. Crack is going to bring out whatever flaws you have. And to me, social media is like crack because it brings out, like I say, it can be used for good, but in most cases, it brings out people's flaws, their insecurities, their need for attention. Like you said, the narcissism, you know, social media, I don't know. And it affects our
kids. I'm starting to think, I don't think Charleston White came out of nowhere. I think Charleston White was created. Think about it, Melvin. Think about something.
Mm-hmm.
If he's wrong about what he's saying about all of these rappers, why are they helping him get money? The more I think about it, the more it bugs me.
Right.
Because if I know I can just shut up and dry your money up and you just become some clown talking shit and you get 200 or 300 views, which ain't enough to get no money, then it's no big deal.
Right.
But if I'm responding to you and I'm actually going back and forth with you on some real-time shit, I'm putting you in touch with my audience. And now they want to know what's going on, so now they're becoming your audience.
Exactly.
Who the fuck does that?
Yeah. And in this situation with Charleston White, that's what I see. And like I say, I've only, I guess about the last week and a half, caught wind of him. But it's like every time I get on YouTube now to watch the news or whatever I'm going to watch, it's like he pops up in the feed. He's constantly in the feed. And I mean, You talk about numbers. You said this just then. And, yeah, I mean, it's like 7, 8, 9,000, 10,000 views, you know, because honestly, what I have also noticed about social media, it allows people to air their dirty laundry and people eat up drama. We are drawn to drama, you know.
Yeah, obviously.
And so, exactly. And so when you get people like Charleston White instigating with stars like T.I., going after his son, King, he's talked about this kid, called him names, talked about the dead. He even talked about, I mean, he has even talked about dead. Exactly. And to me, that's what he is. He's a big troll, and he's trying to push buttons. He's trying to get that reaction, because that reaction for him equates to dollars. You know,
right.
And that's why I say, you know, is some people's integrity always for sale? My integrity is not for sale. My self-respect is never for sale. You know, I have to keep something that I find of worth to myself. And my self-respect and my integrity is all I have, you know. So why am I going to sell that? If I sell that, I'm broke. I don't care how much money I get for it. I'm broke because I'm then controlled.
I'm sorry. I just thought of something. No. This is like America in a nutshell. You know, I'm not on social media, so me hearing about Charleston White had to come from another human. But that human is on there a lot. He does a good bit of social media, different platforms and stuff. And I had to look. I'm looking at his perspective on what he was hearing versus my perspective on it not being on social media.
Right.
And I have to say, I think mine is probably better than the ones on this on. Because from where I'm sitting, I'm like, fuck him and fuck T.I. and the rest of them niggas. Because here's what the deal is. T.I. and them were very instrumental and made a lot of their money talking about that fuck niggas, throw money in strippers shit, drug shit, all of that. They ain't selling the whites, you're selling the blacks, you're selling in the hood, everything bankhead, all of that shit. All
right,
so I'm not going to sit here and put you on a pedestal when your son, your seed, you know, while you was doing your thing, he was growing. And now he done turned into everything that you wrote about.
Yep.
He done turned into that. So if anybody wants to comment on it, I'm fine with it, because for one, it's just an indictment on your lack of parenting skills, that you may be a great rapper and will go down in history as one. But in the parenting race, you're not there.
Right.
You're not a loser because it happens to everybody. It's just that, obviously, for all of that good advice that you had to give out while you was on paper for, you know, toting guns at the airport and shit, you know, dumb shit, you know, the shit that made you T.I. or T.I.P., whichever one you want. But whatever made you that, okay, great. Boozy, no different.
Right.
Made a whole lot of music that was along the lines that, you know, a whole lot of niggas followed right into the pen, went trying to live that lifestyle, wound up on the other side of the wall of debt. Okay, so none of them get no pass with me. Charleston White is a guy who just happened to say what he wanted to say at the right moment. Now, I still think in a weird way, cats know who he is. Because why would they react and respond to him if they didn't? Why would they put, knowing that they saying anything back, puts money in his pocket? Come on, the easiest thing to do to kill a nigga's pocket is shut up, then most niggas would just shut up.
Right.
So if they're
right.
engaging him, then they're doing it because there's money involved. Somebody's getting it. Everybody really getting it because, hey, everybody likes that salacious shit. This is why I suggest to everybody, do yourself a favor. And for 30 days, get the fuck off social media. Don't go on it at all. Don't check it. Don't do nothing. Shut your shit down the whole fucking nine. And then when you get to the 31st day, ask yourself if you really feel like going back. Go with your first instinct.
I agree.
Go with your first instinct. That's the one that'll help you. Because to tell you the truth, none of them is going to do a damn thing for anybody other than what they've been doing was for themselves.
Exactly.
They just, well, we are is really the audience. We're not part of that.
Yep.
None of that shit is none of it. I mean, I'm looking at, they said today, I saw where Adidas cut ties with Kanye. Because Kanye says something about, you know, the Jews and how they run all of this shit. We all already know that shit.
Right.
That's not a news, that's not a blast. We already know this. My thing is that when did we live in a world where a guy like Kanye West saying something that is definitely going to be looked at as anti-Semitic, especially in a America where Jewish money runs it, is anti-Semitic. They're going to clown him and down him. Now they're going to work on trying to cancel him. It's just hard when a nigga is worth $11 billion on paper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because, see, Russell Simmons said something that I thought was intelligent. And that was, well, look, if they do all cut ties with you, then shit, you got the money. Go ahead and create it yourself. Let's
no
see
doubt.
If it was real or if it was them.
Right, right.
And
I
like
with
that thinking. You got the money. You can do it.
Right. Yeah. And he definitely
does. I didn't even know Adidas was fucking with him.
You know what? Until today, I didn't know. I knew about the shoe. But I didn't know, you know, who was, you know, backing him. I didn't know it was Adidas either.
Wet shops in South America and Asia, and he was making shoes. That's what I thought he was doing all along. I did not know that he. So then for him to say what he said, yeah, I see why they got mad. Because you've been in bed with them. Adidas is a South African company. We know how they feel.
Right. And see, that's one thing about Yeezy, whatever he called in himself this week. But, you know, he's danced with the devil. And now that the devil is kicking him in his ass, he looking for support, you know. But I agree with you. Yeah, he's got the money where he don't really need anybody backing him. And that's my thing.
He could do it. I mean, if he truly has $11 billion, if he's worth that, then he doesn't need Adidas to make Yeezys. He's just using somebody else's supply chain. That's all.
Right, exactly. That's it. And the distribution and all of that, you know, that comes with it. You know, it just makes the marketing a little bit easier, you know, by going through.
Here's where we find out if he really believe in Yeezys. Because if he believe in Yeezys, then he ain't going to stop selling Yeezys. He's going to find a way to keep making them.
Exactly. Exactly.
But now he's going to have to find a black-owned company because ain't no Jewish company going to fuck with him. That's going to make life a little harder to make money out there.
Right, right. Yep. Exactly. I mean, and that's another thing. I mean, because you even have some of these celebrities with their narcissistic cults of personality, like Kanye, you know, that say the most ignorantest shit, you know, and I think it's all for shock value. Just like a few weeks ago, you see him and Kundish Owens show up at a fashion show wearing the White Lives Matter shirts, you know, for shock value, for attention, you know, so. So, I mean, the internet has, like I say, the internet is like crack, you know, because a crack addict, I mean, if he's a thief, he going to steal even more. Well, crack going to turn you into a thief. But whatever your weakness is, crack is going to expose it. And whatever, it's just like this internet has, it's like crack to me. Like I said, it's like it exposes people's weaknesses, their vulnerabilities, you know. And like with this Charleston White, from what I have gathered, he's pretty well known here in the area, you know, in the DFW. He's actually from Fort Worth, so he grew up He grew up, you know, in the area, so he's well known here, and he has a lot of celebrity connections here in the area, you know. So I think that, yeah, people knew about him, but he was one of those cats that was under the radar, you know. But now, and I'm going to tell you what his whole platform is, because I found, like, one of the first videos, because I'm like, who is this coon? And one of his first videos, he actually was more of a positive talking dude, but he found his niche, and his niche was going after these rappers, and he claims to want to shut these trap rappers down. That's his goal, you know. That's why he said that he's
down. They already done made their money, so you ain't stopping nothing. The damage already done. So
exactly,
you know, what are you really stopping?
Exactly.
You know, because that machine is junkie from the drug dealers to the drug users making records, what it sounds like to me. So
right, because I mean, yeah, that train is gonna keep on rolling. You know, that's solidified, and the Jewish record labels, they're not going to, and that's what bothers me about them. Not that I'm taking up for Kanye and his ignorance, but what bothers me is the hypocrisy, because these Jewish record label owners, which the majority of them are Jewish, and they go and get these young black boys to say, fuck you, nigga, I'm going to kill you, nigga, I'm going to fuck your bitch, nigga, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That's anti-Semitic. That's the same thing. The same thing they're punishing.
I get it, but there's money involved. That's the thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's money involved. I mean, you know, J.P. Morgan and all of them, they had no problem, you know, helping bail America out. They had no problem backing Hitler against, and when he was fighting and taking over Europe, they had no problem with any of that. The money is the money.
Right.
The money is the money. Okay, that's what matters. Okay, at the end of the day, they will give all of their little ethics and morals and shit. They'll put that shit in the safe next to the jewelry.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, I just think about, you know, you kind of touched on this a minute ago when you were talking about the moms and the young men seeing the moms, but it's like just the children
that's unnecessary pressure out here nowadays, you know.
Right, and just the children in general, and you know, their undeveloped minds, you know, and social media, the effects that it has on teens, you know, their pros and their cons, you know what I mean? But I mean,
I'm personally surprised there aren't more school shootings, honestly.
Right. You know, but I mean, it really is detrimental to the young people's mental health, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think about when I think about social media. And see, this generation, these generations that were born into social media, you know, it's just normal for them. And see, they don't ever remember a time without social media like we do, you know. Social media for us was notebook paper and an envelope and a stamp. You know, that was
We had to be more, our circles were limited because we were limited by geography.
Right.
You know,
right,
and the way we could connect, it cost a lot to make a long distance call back then.
You sure right.
See, if
I can remember
it cost what it cost then, now nobody would be doing this shit. Okay.
Right.
Trust me.
Exactly.
Because that's why
you wouldn't
do
have,
because it is free.
Yeah, you wouldn't have the minutes to do it. And see, back when the cell phone first hit, them minutes was precious.
They cost you. That's right. They cost you. You know, can't just use your anytime minutes anytime. There was times when I wouldn't even talk to people till later in the day. just because, you know, I wasn't really, the phone at that time wasn't that big of a deal.
Right.
You know,
right.
It wasn't as big as it became. It was pushed, though. That was part of the agenda, to get everybody connected, and then you can sell them way more shit to make sure you got credit cards and digital shit now, so the money is falling in faster than they can count it.
Yeah.
A company like Amazon is sending shit out all the time. Anybody that need money, become a flex driver. You can make some money just dropping shit off. You know, it's money out there in it. So they've been playing the game. They pushed everybody into it, though. That was why it was important to get the poorest people connected, because poor people actually spend money. A lot of the boxes you see floating around, they ain't going to all rich folks. They going to a lot of poor people who want to feel better. So they'll buy shit to make them feel better, even though technically they don't have the money to afford that shit. They living under the poverty line already.
But
we're taught that the look matters more than the substance. So if you can go out on Friday night and you can look like $1 million, it don't matter that you snap when you get home. It don't matter. And they played on that with us for a long time. It still works. That's why all of this shit going on, they set that up a while back, the party lines and then MySpace and all of that. And that got people into the practice of it, and they liked it. I mean, dudes, if you're a dog, you can meet women all over the country.
Yep, all over the world.
If you're a dog, you can meet men all over the country. Yep. These youngsters, they were saying it's doing shit with people that they did not know at all. They were fucking around. A lot of predators were created.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they all moved to the next level. Now, it's now you're just polishing those bad habits now on Facebook and all that other shit. Then you got Instagrams and now TikTok. Hell, you can just make a little video. If everybody like it, we got you. If you put it on YouTube, you can even make more money. I mean, they got it to where it's monetized for you to be goofy and thoughtless, because that makes a great slave.
Right, exactly. I was reading this little article. I'm going to read this little piece to you, and I'm going to let you comment on it. But this came from, I found this online, the Newport Academy. And it says, the effect of social media is on teenagers' mental health. It says, are teens and social media a good mix? Or does social media use lower teen well-being? Why is social media bad? This has become one of the more controversial questions regarding social media's effect on teens. It goes on to say, according to the report released by Common Sense Media, which a lot of people don't use now, but says that social media's effect on teens, about half of the 1,500 young people surveyed said social media is very important for them in order to get support, advice, feel less alone, and express themselves creatively, as well as staying in touch with friends and family. 43% said that social media makes them feel better when they are depressed, stressed, or anxious. Among LGBTQ youth, 52% said social media helps them feel better when experiencing these difficult moments. But on the other hand, the report also showed strong association between social media and teens feeling depressed. Youth with moderate, severe depressive symptoms were nearly twice as likely to say they use social media almost constantly. One-third of the teens with depression reported constant social media use, as compared to 18% of teens who did not have depressive symptoms. And furthermore, it said that the severe symptoms were the more anxious, lonely, and depressed they felt after using social media. Clearly, social media does not help teens who are already feeling depressed and seems to contribute to their negative outlook. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because
I don't see no lie at all.
Right, you know, and you know, I think, like I say, it can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. And I say, too, this is why parents really have to stay on top of this social media. And I say, too, a lot an hour or just 2 hours a day for social media use. I was reading another article earlier, and it was talking about how social media has dumbed society down, and especially our youth, because a lot of our youth are spending hours upon hours. You know, they're on social media to 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, just scrolling,
exactly.
You know,
right.
And then they got to get their asses up to go to school. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Not looking for anything, though, just scrolling. That's where the problem comes in. Their attention span's already been altered to not work like and function on the levels that it should. And then this takes it even further into a realm of a complacency that if you said to the world, if the meteor was coming, if they're, you know, that's the best way to tell a lot of the people that it's one coming, because they don't watch the news. They don't really, even online, they don't, you know, they're online all that time and they don't check for actual news sources. If one of their friends don't post it, they won't see it.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, they're really relying on other people's curiosity to even learn what's going on around them, when if they just turn the phone off, then they can see what's going on around them.
Right.
And then trying to get them to do less, not just, it's already lost. The parents are on just as much as the kids now. So it's not, you know, it's not right now. It's basically, you know, what the government wanted. It's a family affair. Everybody's got a device. The phone companies are making a killing selling $1,000 phones. You know, they charging all of this money for you to keep it going. They can get all this money for ad rates. Then they got the social media to keep you using data so you're constantly on, and they can figure out where you shop and how to market to you. And next thing you know, the money that you could have been saving, you just helped fund some billionaires. Some motherfuckers trying to get to space right now. They need that.
Right, right. Yeah, because it goes on to say here, you get inadequate sleep. Teens stay up late to continue strolling through social media.
Yep.
Exposure to cyberbullying. You talked about that. Having harmful, false, and private content about them posted. And just the lack, and I agree with this one the most, because, you know, what did we, our entertainment as kids was get your ass outside. And that's what it says. You know, social media has killed physical activity, you know, just the simpler times. Like I say, you know, when we were growing up, we didn't have access to, I mean, there were computers and the internet wasn't as strong and established as it is now. And entertainment for us was, you know, hide and go get it. You know, you don't even see kids riding bikes anymore. And I mean, I can remember being young and, you know, you're out of school in summertime and you hop on your bike. When your mom say you can finally go, you gone. You get on your bike and wherever you see 7 or 8 bikes, well, you know that's where the fellas is at, you know. But you don't have that type of camaraderie nowadays, you know. Pick up games of basketball, pick up games of football, and just the physical activity.
There ain't nobody outside.
Exactly.
And if it is, they not looking up. They don't want to play football.
Right, right. You know, they playing football on their device if they choose, you know.
Right. So they don't need it. They good. Yeah,
right.
They good. You actually, you interrupted them. You just made them miss, you know.
True.
Yeah. No, my problem with social media was I didn't feel more social. I met some really cool folks through it. Got a lot of things done. because like you said, there's some things that it can be useful for. However,
right.
the weight of those versus the damage that it does says it's a bad medium. And it could be regulated differently and more protective of the different aspects in our society, our children mainly, where, you know, that wouldn't be so easily accessible as it is. No, but Pornhub, hell, a little kid can get to that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, and if at 1 o'clock in the morning when you think everybody's asleep, no, the kids, some of them, they up, they doing dumb shit on there, you know, and they'll be tired in the morning, and yeah, it'll affect shit, and it's already, you know, it's just, what I see is that it's like they slipped an addictive virus into the system, and everybody's, you know, addicted, whether they want
right.
to acknowledge it or not. It's harder right. for people to not be on social media than it is for them to be on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When they're
yep.
on it, no matter how it's making them feel, they're just glad they're on it. To
yep.
me, I'm like, no. A friend of mine recently wanted to get a camper, and
mm-hmm.
he was on, you know, telling me, yeah, go look in the Facebook Marketplace, and you know, and I thought the price was a little off, and you know, it turned out it was a scam, and there were several other vehicles, including that one, back out there for sale, same price, same game. And I was
right.
like, see, this is why shit like this shouldn't be able to be so wide open, because of the fact that, you know, they're allowing these predators to float amongst your children, people. Just think about it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Suppose their interest isn't cars and stealing money that way. Suppose their interest is tricking your kid into meeting them and then selling their ass into white slavery. And I don't know why is it that people trip more about white slavery than historic slavery here, but there's a lot of black guys doing time right here in New Mexico for having white women as hoes, even though they were pimps, and that they go together, you know, kind of like gloves and hands. But when they charge them with charges that could keep them in for like ridiculous numbers of years.
right.
And
yeah.
white slavery and white trafficking were huge. And I was like, wow, so it's more time if you traffic white folks? I said, wow, ain't that ironic?
Right. Because, I mean, you said something just a minute ago, because, I mean, I can remember MySpace, you know, the really, really the first one, like you say, the introduction to Facebook. And I can remember when MySpace started fading away, and I can remember the first person that asked me, hey, man, you on Facebook? You got your Facebook? And, I mean, I stayed on MySpace for probably another year, you know, before I started messing with Facebook. But then after getting on Facebook, Facebook was a much, much more extended version of MySpace. There was a lot more that you could do that you couldn't do on MySpace. And two, on Facebook, I have found, because on my dad's side, I don't know a lot of my family on his side, but through Facebook, I have had the opportunity to actually, you know, connect with some of the people from my dad's side of the family. So, I mean, it has its good points. You know, it does have its bringing together of people. But all at the same time, it has its, like you say, its separation. Because like I said earlier, you know, it's collectively made us all, you know, less sociable as people. You can go to any restaurant. Like I said earlier, you have 10 people at a table. Well, 7 of them are on their devices. 2 of them may be talking to each other, and then the other one may be just listening to them talk or whatnot, you know. But as far as just
that's the goal, brother. That's the goal. That's what the goal was.
Yeah.
They gave us everything to do it. You have the device. You have the connectivity. no matter what happens in this country, the internet seems to make it through it, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, there's what it is, that this was set up to work exactly like it's working. This ain't like a happy accident.
Exactly. Because and there was another
exactly like it was designed.
Yeah. Because another fact that I found, and it said that, you know, mobile devices dominate in total minutes spent online. Because you
That's
have
right.
that device with you at all times, you
all
know.
All the time. That's
you know,
right.
so,
on the
you
toilet,
know,
at dinner, while you fucking, when you rolling, you'll leave your kids at the store before you'll leave your phone.
Oh, watch out now. Yeah, that's true, though. That's true. People are more
they
concerned
will need
about
you to have your phone because they're going to have to call you to come back to get them. They wait now.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's true.
You know, so it's just what it is, man. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's what it is. Everything it hinges on that device being connected to everything else. And if you're connected, then, yeah, you have the ability to be part of the world. If you're not, then they want you to feel like you haven't been vaccinated.
Yeah. And you said something just a minute ago also that this article said. It's like social media use targets our limbic system through its susceptibility to intermittent variable rewards. The same basic idea behind slot machine design that gets us hooked and coming back for more. Our brains,
it's about being addicted.
Right. Our brains keep seeking that dopamine hit that comes from the next post, you know, or the next reaction from a post. And, you know, it's sad because it went on to say how some children become depressed because when they post something, it's not getting enough likes. And that attention factor, you know, and it's sad that this internet, this social media has that much control and that much of an effect on our psyche and on a young mind, because it has some of us older people, like you stated earlier, losing their damn mind. So imagine a child's mind that is not fully developed. It is really going to play a detrimental part in how they look at themselves, you know, and that's the sad part about this, you know, because it's an unhealthy dependency, just like drugs, you know, and like you say,
it's
some
no
people,
different.
Yeah, yeah,
it's no different. The game is same. It was ran the same way. They gave it away, then they were able to saw where they could make money on it. And then they started making more money than they had ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people that came on, the more money they made.
Right.
And everybody was asking, hey, you got a Facebook? What's your Facebook? Facebook, let me connect for you. And then that became, you know, next thing you know, this guy's a quadruple billionaire. Company's worth a lot of money. And revenue through the roof. Fucking with folks. Got people sending him copies of their ID, medical, all this kind of, I mean, information is money. They knew that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when they did this, this was what's the best way to get information from people. Put them in a position to think that you got something they want, and they'll give you all their information to get it. They don't even realize just logging on, they're giving you access to their information. When you get the app, you agree to allow them to hack into your phone, you know, to test software that to stop hacking. So basically, that they're making you a co-conspirator in the crime as well as the victim of the crime at the same damn time.
And then too.
And what are you doing? You go on and I got people that write back to me in a text. Happened about a week ago,
right?
Where I had made a statement. They asked a question and I answered it, and they wrote liked. And quoted my statement back as if we were on social media and they were letting me know they liked what I said.
I hate when people do that.
Now, that let me know how far down the rabbit hole some people have went. To when you're taking it outside of that medium and putting it in a whole nother place where it didn't even belong.
Right, right.
You're normalizing something that is not truly normal.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Because social media as a entity is not normal. This isn't normal for the whole world. For me to be able to connect with someone in Korea in an instant, that is not normally how this would work here.
Right.
This planet survived with the fact that you had to travel to see things, because then we saw what was on the planet. Imagine a planet where everybody was connected from the gate. Nobody would know what anything looks like anywhere except where they are.
Right.
And with all the bullies, you'd have a whole bunch of people who would never travel with family or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who would be bullied. Okay, so it's a lot of things. This isn't a normal thing. This is abnormal, but it's being made to be normal.
Now let's touch on another subject, and I know you're gonna have something to say about this because I got quite a bit to say about it myself. But I want to put this one out there on the table because I just recently. I shut my Instagram down. I haven't figured out how to, I logged out of it. I haven't figured out how to shut it all the way down. I'll get it done. But I do Facebook a lot. Not a lot, but that's my platform if I'm going to get on anything. But I had a profile that I had since Facebook, since I got on Facebook in 2009. Or 10, whenever it was, had a whole lot of my personal things in it and, you know, pictures. I wrote a lot of poems just right off the top of my head and shared them on Facebook. A lot of memories, and I had my poetry page connected to it. Even had the Panther page, the People's page, Panther Party, the People's Party. I was an admin through that particular account. Well, I keep up a lot of noise, and it's finally caught up with me. But they shut that account down. And like you were saying just then, you know, they are in control of all of your material and things that you put on that particular platform. And at any given moment, they can lock you out of your account. And all of your personal information, all of your memories, all of your pictures, all of that shit is just gone.
Yep.
So I want to talk about social media as well in the way that they police differently. The way that
it's not even policing. It starts when you first go on. When you first go on, you have to agree to their terms and conditions. When you agree to their terms and conditions, if you read it, you just basically told them that everything that's in your profile is still on their platform and immediately becomes their property. It can be used for advertising. It can be used for other things like that within their at their discretion, and there is no liability. You can't sue them, nothing. So if you saw an ad where you saw one of your pictures in the ad, it ain't shit you could do about it because you agreed that whatever you put there is yours. It's a young lady on there, Latasha Clemens. She likes to write her songs and put them there and, you know, claim the publishing publicly on Facebook. I had to let her know that's not a public company. It's private.
Mm-hmm.
It's privately owned. So basically you're giving them your songs. If those songs actually do make money, they do have a right and a claim to it because you kept it on their platform. You didn't put it on paper. You didn't print it off and put it in your folder. You didn't do any of those things. You left it on their platform. That makes it theirs.
Mm-hmm.
She argued with me. No. This is mine. It's my music. I can do it. Okay, I'm trying to tell you that's their company and you're writing it in their shit. You might want to print all of that off and put it in your own folder. Then it's yours. But other than that.
Right.
And then erase it off of there. But if you don't, then it becomes theirs. Whatever's there is theirs. So the only word I heard wrong in everything you were saying was where you said yours. It was really theirs.
right. You know, but my point being is, you know, I have saw, and this just recently on Facebook, you know, and I'm the one that goes on Facebook. I'm about my people. You know that. Black power, black first, all of that jazz. And I'm not on there cooning and shucking and jiving and buck dancing for their ass. I'm trying to bring my people together. That's a threat. But you see these groups like when the Little Mermaid came out, and the big ruckus about that. Well, there was a group on Facebook, Christians against the Little Black Mermaid, and that was a platform that they allowed on Facebook. Now, I couldn't make a page that said, you know, black folks that ready to send white folk home. You know, they shut that shit down the next day. But it's just, to me, the difference in how they do some of us. Because I know several activists that are on Facebook that, you know, are constantly in Facebook jail, as they call it, you know. 30 days, 60 days, and sometimes, like in my case, I've just been completely locked out of my old page. You know, I haven't even tried to log back into it. The last time I tried to log back into it was about a week and a half ago, and it's still locked, you know. And the reason that they locked my page, and this is something that I see on several Facebook pages, people who do podcasts like I do, they advertise them on their Facebook page. Well, Facebook took my advertisements and labeled them as spam and said that I'm going against Facebook community standards, as you was talking about a while ago, advertising spam. And I didn't really argue back and forth with them. I just told them, this is not spam. This is for my podcast. And I'm like, well, you know, my podcast is not for the weak of heart, and it's not for the white of heart either, for the most part. But they have, like I say, locked me out, and I don't even really, I'm working on getting this page shut down. Because when they shut this one down, I'm going to be through with Facebook. And that's just me, because the bias, there is a bias, just like in America, there is a bias. And just like, you know, anything else that we are not doing what they want us to do, you know, they'll shut you down.
I don't know why in this day and age any black person, period, is walking into any situation thinking we're going to be treated fairly in it any fucking way.
Really? Really?
What's going on? Did something happen that I missed?
Hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Care what
I
it
agree.
Is. School, job, store, shopping, housing, medical. Military, prison, call it. Where are we getting a fair shake? When does that ever happen? It doesn't matter, even in fun. We can't do that.
Right.
Can't have
right.
none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they send cops to a black concert, it's to make sure that it stays contained. When they go to other concerts, they do containment as part of it, but they also there to protect.
Mm-hmm.
So certain things don't happen there that happen at these other ones. It's just
right.
what it is. It's America, man. It's just what it is. I don't know why people keep putting, like, this is why I don't like the social media, because of the illusions that it keeps gluing back together.
Hmm.
It's hard to shatter people's illusions about what they're living in. I've been doing it for a long, long time. I'm tired. I'm tired.
I understand that. Yeah, I can definitely understand that.
We have to stop helping them glue the bullshit back together, because all they got us doing is it's shiny and we look at it, and it's a waste of our time.
Mm-hmm.
the shit that matters ain't shiny.
Right, right, right. Definitely.
The shit that matters is never shiny. Okay? Remember that.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that one in my Memorex, brother, for sure.
Yeah. You need it to shine truly, but it never shiny. You gotta go dig for it. And if you ain't willing to look for it, then you probably'll never find it. Whole bunch of people walk into it and walk right over it. They don't
right.
know.
Right.
You know? They don't know. So the more you can shatter their illusions, you know, the better, the quicker, the better. We used to think Facebook was one of the ways to do it. Impossible. They control the algorithms, which means they control who's going to see what. And if they don't like what you got in there, they got a whole bunch of bots looking for keywords, and that's enough to slow up anything. And they can control who sees what you have. They can decide if you're going to be viral. They charge you to try to get you. We'll open you up to 20,000 people for $5.
Right.
With you. It's all
yeah.
about money. You know, at the end of the fucking day, they don't give a fuck about you, your family. They don't care about your memories. They don't care about your pictures. They don't give a fuck about none of that. At the end of the day, how much money did we make today doing nothing and helping these people basically sit around and do nothing?
Because I found another stat that really blew my mind. Almost a quarter of the world's population is on Facebook, and nearly 80% in the U.S. All internet users are on
Facebook. Now, here's the funny thing about that. Here's where I'm going to question that number. Glad you said that. I'm going to question that number because now I have the same page that I had from the time I started. I didn't have to. They never took my main page down, mine. With my name on it. However, the other pages, other than the chat group, which I had started, the people's chat, that one's never really got messed with as much as the Panther Party page did. That one, they took down the other one, and then this one, they shut it to a point where it just wasn't even being seen anymore. So, you know, what I had to look at was if the average person has more than one profile, and I know a whole lot of people whose profile got shut down and they immediately set up another one. Ozzy has several, maybe in the double-digit profiles on Facebook. So when they say that they have 3 billion people, I actually look at that as being more like 1.8.
Right.
Because there's a whole lot of fake accounts that got set up for the elections, all this other shit like that. I don't think that number's there. I think more people are probably on TikTok and Twitter and some other shit in actual time.
Right.
You know, but Facebook gets ad revenue off having all of these different. Every time somebody makes a new profile, they benefit.
Right.
They benefit. That's it. You know, so cause, and other companies benefit because then you're creating a new email, all this other shit to go with this new. It's a whole bunch of shit to go with it that other companies are actually you're giving all these people access to your info. And your info is what they're making money off of and marketing you by.
Yeah.
So you're basically inclusive in your own demise because they're there to take everything from you. They take your info as a way to get to take your money. And they already then took the most valuable thing from you, and that's your time.
Yep. Yep. True. 8680, come on in.
Hey, what's up, brother? This is Brother Ozzy.
Please.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, yes.
What's going on, man? I talked you up, huh?
Interesting conversation. Just so you know, there are a few black-owned social media websites out there. Blackenough.com and 60s.net, they come to mind. And I think a few thousand people are moving over to those. To those websites because they're black owned. You can speak your mind. They're not deleting people. You know, I don't know what Elon Musk is going to do with Twitter. I don't know what Kanye is going to do with Parler. if that deal goes through. But I do know that, you know, for the most part, that was the holdup on Elon Musk buying Twitter, is that he's like, well, how many bots do you all have? Because he was questioning their numbers. So, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, he makes $47.2 billion from Facebook. That kind of rounds out to, like, he claims he only gets a dollar salary.
Shit.
But, you know, I don't know how that works, but, you know, my thing is that, you know, when you're in that atmosphere of doing, you know, business, then it's a possibility you can live off the interest without having to get a paycheck, period. But I think at one point in time, I know he was getting like 17-something dollars per each post that was made on Facebook. And I think that was back in 2015 or 2016. So if you add inflation, that he's probably getting like $22-23 per each post that any of us post on Facebook. You know, so that's basically like Kevin was saying. You know, they get us for the advertising. That's basically how they make their money. And you know, it's just like, it's wild the way that these algorithms work, and that's why, you know, I do. I've been on my main profile for the last couple of months, and some of the other profiles that I had, I shut them down or deactivated them. So right now, I think I'm only working off of two different profiles. So they got me on such restriction right now. I think the next time that I get banned, I think I'm going to be gone permanently. So, you know, people ask why I don't post my, you know, family pictures and stuff on Facebook. And I'm like, what's the point? Because once I get banned, and I know it's going to happen, you know, at some point, I'm like, I don't want them having all my stuff, and I can't get to it, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I just, you know, you're damned if you do or damned if you don't, because even if you have Google, you know, they got your information.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, you know, people be like, you can do this or you can do that. I'm like, man, once you log onto your cell phone, man, they got you.
Yeah.
They got you.
Right.
So somebody's making money off of you. We are generating revenue for these tech companies.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, so it doesn't really matter.
Every time you mad face some shit, they make money.
Yeah. Every time you
know?
On an article, a news article, they making money.
When you click on the ad to see if it really is that cheap, yeah, they make money.
Right.
All of that, so that's
yeah.
what it comes down to, man. People ain't touching each other. They touching their screen.
Yep. And the algorithms, like, you know, I know with my posts that I'm so restricted that now when I post something, it's at the bottom of the news feed, so nobody will see it. That's why a lot of times, if you see my post, you're probably lucky to see my post, because they got my profile restricted right now. They've had me restricted since 2013, 2012, after I got my little note from Homeland Security, and the Panther page got deactivated, you know, all of that. And that's when I already, you know, I've been known. I was like, man, the fans be watching.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't
so
that
life
they was
went
watching.
My head,
they got pointed toward us, bro. They got pointed in our direction on purpose, and Facebook opened up the algorithm on the page. You remember how many people we were throwing off every day?
Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about. The numbers was ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah, we went from
13,000 new followers.
You,
I'm like, where the fuck did these people come from?
when you invited me to the page, I think it was at like something like maybe 50,000.
Yeah. Took us a while to get there, but it was earned. It was honest. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. But then it was like almost within a month's time. Next thing we know, damn, the page went to 100,000.
Less than 60 days, we got almost like 125,000 people came to that page. And along the way, we had a whole bunch of hate coming. Like, it was almost no, that's why I think the day I saw that shit when they ran up on the Capitol, I kind of felt that shit, because that was kind of how it felt when they opened up the algorithm to all of them supremacist groups, because they were coming, they was threatening to kill everything and everybody.
Okay, I got messages from some male sapiens with their little Confederate flag on the back of their truck. You know,
no, I mean, look,
about, you know,
we got it all. I had some gay people come at me, everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Gay people came. Oh, y'all the Panthers don't. I said, look, man, I'm not. Y'all the audience ain't really the one we chasing, but you know, don't lie about us. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
You know, I mean, if you want to, you know, put your pumps on and get your ass out here and help out, do what you do. You know,
right?
So, I'm not gonna even be mad at you, but don't sit back and start shit trying to stop shit. You know, that's not going to work, you know. But, yeah, it was a whole lot. It was more than just some white supremacists. Some of the silly Negroes came out, too, some church folks. Oh, man, I even had a few older, like, so-called Black Panthers. One of them, like, man's like 70 years old. Get the fuck out of here, man. I said, listen, you know, he want to argue. Like, when I found out they threw you out back then, so back then you didn't cut it. Oh, then what are you still out here trying to do? What are you talking about? you obviously didn't cut it. So you out here claiming something that they made it loud and known that they had parted ways with you, and why? You know, so you have no credibility out here. You're just, you're fronting. You know, but see, this is where social media is dangerous, because it allows all of that. Everything is possible there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah, you see the, you know, the one thing about social media is that, you know, it's like a time stamp. So you kind of see who the people who really been kind of like riding, and the people that's just, you know, jumping on the bandwagon. It's just, you know, some people you can take serious, some people you can't, some people just want to be online, you know, talking shit, but when you tell them to put, you know, foot to pavement, you know, then it's a different story. So
right,
you know, we can't say that, you know, that, you know, some of us have, you know, really been out here, you know, doing what needs to be done, and then you have those that just sit on social media all day, you know, talking trash, but they have never put no skin in the game.
So, right.
You know, those are the types that I get kind of suspicious of after a while. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, sometimes, you know, I want to see your pedigree, you know, and I always ask people, who sent you? Don't get offended, but I'm going to ask you.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Because that's usually how it goes with us. It's always one of our own that brings us down.
Yeah. And I, you know, I can see, you know, too many people, and even the reaction to, you know, what's going on with Ye right now, you know. It's,
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's crazy. You know, I'm like, I'm like, y'all are seeing what's going on here, right? You're seeing what these corporations are capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
To somebody that's, you know, kind of on that level. I said, wait until they start doing it to the little guy that don't have no recourse. And they already do that. You know, they shut everybody down from talking about the vaccine. But now, you know, months later in 2022, they're like, oh yeah, we you know, they trying to, you know, act like it never happened.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Y'all motherfuckers is out here, you know, trying to twist people's arm to put some shit in their arm. And I said, now y'all backing down because you got so many people dying from it, you know, because the shit wasn't safe.
Right.
It wasn't safe from the jump.
Yeah.
But a lot of people fell for the fear factor.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people fell for it. And that was social media. That was all social media.
Yep.
And if I told somebody, well, nah, did you take the vaccine? No, I ain't man, I'm not putting that shit in me. Are you kidding? Fuck out of here. You know?
No.
Nope. Then, you know, now I'm a pariah. Oh, I don't want to be around you. I can't be around you. All right, well, here I am in 2022. You know, knock on wood. God bless. I'm still here.
Right.
Still haven't taken it.
No doubt.
You know, I went off with the natural stuff that, you know, there are natural ways of getting around even catching this thing. So, you know, some that worked for me. You know, now if it can't work for me, why couldn't it have worked for you?
Yep. Yeah, because I didn't mess with it either. Not at all.
And now, you know, you got 18 to 24-year-olds, you know, just dropping dead like that.
Yep.
I'm like, y'all really don't think that something's wrong with what this shit is that y'all put in you? And I mean, young, healthy men.
Yeah, yep. And I think that was...
Not people that were overweight, not old people, young, healthy people. And now they're trying to make your children, you know, put this stuff in them? To make it mandatory? I was like, people really should wake up.
Yeah, definitely.
They was kicking us offline for talking about it.
Yep,
you know,
definitely
they
was.
Took down RZA Islam's, took down his whole, you know, social media account.
Mm-hmm.
He was out here talking against it.
Yep.
You know, the doctors that were talking against it, they kind of wiped them off of social media.
Yep.
So, you know,
exactly.
It's controlled opposition. It's controlled opposition.
Yep.
You know? So
true.
It's crazy, man. Crazy the way that the hive mind works when you see everybody, you know, going one way, and not to just be contrarian, because I don't do stuff to be contrarian, but sometimes I just gotta sit back and I gotta think about what's really happening.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta think about, well, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm seeing right now with the whole, you know, the yay or Kanye fiasco going on right now. I'm like, well, how did we get here? You know, and it's like, really, his point is being proven. Because if you go back and check the last names of the people that are pulling these power moves on him, shutting him down right now, I can almost guarantee you all of them are Jewish speakers.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
definitely.
As far as the White Lives Matter shirt, I'm like, well, he got a white wife. He got, you know, his kids are half white, so I get him wearing that shirt. But see, people don't want to talk about what he had on the front of that shirt. He had
right.
the Pope's name on the front of that shirt, and that was basically the Pope that had apologized for, you know, basically he apologized for the Catholic Church putting black people into the slavery, basically. Because they wasn't raiding Africa until the Catholic Church said it was okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So the Pope had apologized for doing that. That's the name that was on the front of the shirt. On the back of the shirt, it said White Lives Matter. And, you know, one of his reasoning was, you know, Kanye, he I ain't going to say he's crazy. I'm going to say he's not tactical. He doesn't know what to say out of his mouth. And to me, he was stupid. The way he did it.
Yeah, yeah.
My thing is that, you know, one thing that he said on a video that I just posted, and they was having an interview with him outside the shop, and he was saying he wanted to get away from Valencia because they wouldn't let his designer come over and design these shoes for Adidas. So he really wanted to get out of the deal. That's what he's saying.
Right.
As everybody can see, Adidas cut ties with him, and their stock dropped when they cut ties with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, he's like, well, I didn't really lose money. Adidas lost money.
Yeah.
He said, so he's like, I don't care at this point. He said, I just wanted my designer. I want to be able to design my shoes. And like he said, you got white people that wear a Black Lives Matter shirt, and nobody loses their mind.
Yep.
So the only thing I look at him about is that he dropped some of them shirts off in the hood. And I'm like, you know, that's not going to be good for these immigrants that don't know how to speak English wearing a light, White Lives Matter shirt in a black neighborhood. You might get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
But the first batch of shirts he did that on the second batch of shirts, he crossed out the V. And so the shirt says White Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so, you know, I said, now if anybody's not going to say that that's the truth, you know, that's all truth. You know, people might not like the way that something is said, but sometimes stuff is facts. The only really problem I have with him is he let himself get used by Candace Owens. You know?
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize that her husband was the owner of Parler. And they trying to get him to buy it. So he let himself get used by her. And, you know, that whole George Floyd thing, I couldn't rock with that because we all saw what happened.
Yeah, right. Yep.
But even with that, there has to be a question that, you know, these cops, they know how fentanyl works. And if you rub that, you can rub that on somebody and cause them to have a conniption.
Right, yeah.
That's the only suspicious thing about it. And I'm not trying to put no words in his mouth, but I think that's what he was trying to convey when he made that statement, going back
right.
and looked at it. You know, they could have rubbed fentanyl on George Floyd while they had him, and you could have a heart attack and die from it.
Yeah.
That's how dangerous that drug is.
Yeah, that's how strong it is,
That could be anybody. And you know, there's been stories of cops doing that to people.
Yep, no doubt.
You know, they wear the rubber gloves, so it's not out of the realm of possibility of that happening.
No doubt.
And that's the only thing that they're focusing on because they know that, you know, it's a trigger for us when you say that. But my thing is that, you know, and I'll say it myself, George Floyd, he was no hero. He was a martyr. You can say he was a martyr, but he was no hero.
Yeah.
And that's why I wrote on my Facebook page. I said, you know, all martyrs aren't heroes. All heroes aren't martyrs. You know, so my thing is that we shouldn't, as black people, you know, we shouldn't say that any and everybody is off limits. You know, even Malcolm X had a history. You know, he was Detroit Red before he became Malcolm X.
Right.
So my thing is that people grow from, you know, what they were in their youth to where you get to be when you're an older man. You know, you can grow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't grow, then that presents an issue if you don't grow.
Exactly.
So, my thing is, you know, I can call Kanye a fuck up, but I'm not going to call him a fuck up in front of a white dude.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
You know, and that's his issue is that he alienated us, black people.
Mm-hmm.
So now he don't have no support. He's really on his own right now.
He's got
his own mess at this point because he alienated the people that would have supported him.
Yep.
And people can talk shit about him if you want, but he did give George Floyd's daughter $2 million. So I'm like, you know, people can talk all the shit they want, but I'm like, you know, he did make sure that George Floyd's daughter was going to be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. People don't want to look at that. I don't listen to him like that anymore anyway. You know, I like most of his earlier stuff. But my thing is that I'm not going to cancel. I wouldn't cancel Melvin just because a white dude told me, Melvin, he said something bad about, you know, this one or that one, or we need to cancel Melvin. I said, motherfucker, I got my own mind. I'm not canceling my brother just because you told me to. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, and that's the way I feel, too, because I'm like, yeah, we've all made mistakes, and then, too, he's still ours, you know, and... But he's got, like you say, too, yeah, he's got a big mess that he's going to have to clean up, definitely.
Yeah, he got to clean up. I'm like,
yep.
you was hanging around, you married a hoe, basically. And so my thing is that, you know, you got the girl that everybody ran through. And now, you know, even your girl done turned on you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, bro. Hey, you got to clean that up before you come back over here.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
You know,
hey, I hate to cut this short. My doggone time done run out.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad I was able to chime in.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in, brother, as usual, man. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear from you. Glad you still amongst the living, you know. So always appreciate you. Your words, always appreciate your time as well. Brother Kevin as well. He done checked out already. But, yeah, I'm going to close out, I guess. Like I say, I appreciate you calling in, brother.
No problem, brother. Anytime. I tell you, message at the last minute. So I said, well, it's 9 o'clock. I said, let me go ahead and try to chime in.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to go back to my Monday nights next week. I've just been doing it on Tuesdays since the Jaheim McMillan shooting, because with Kia being there in Gulfport, where those two Tuesdays that I did it was because she was working that Monday, and I wanted to have her on since she was right there in the mix with everything that was going on down there in Gulfport and still going on. And ain't nothing changed with that situation either, which is not surprising. But
well, I'm going to
close this one down.
So anytime that you want to do something together, just let me know. I'm usually free on either Saturday or Sunday.
Already. Okay. All right. Will do, brother. Will do.
All right, brother.
All right. I appreciate you calling in, brother. You have a good night.
All right. Peace, man.
All right. Peace. All right. I'm going to close this one out, family. Appreciate everybody that was online listening. Appreciate those brothers, Brother Ozzy, my brother Kevin, for calling in. Keeping the dialogue going, you know, this internet, this social media, we need our own. We need our own everything. I say that quite a bit, you know, and social media is no different. We need to have our own platforms, our own things, so that we can express ourselves freely. Like I always say in closing, let's plan, let's organize, let's unify, because we all have a key. I'm out. I love y'all. Peace, power, love.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea. Fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby all night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from man? Can't you stand?